see if he's read the killer inside me. Let's have sex with pit bulls and maybe pollute their bloodline. Little Timmy's in the sandbox at the daycare center, run by ex-cons, combing over the first hill. I felt my body jerk. The attendant did not strap me in. I see the loop is up ahead. This is my last roller coaster ride.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
You're tuned into the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7. That one right there was the band Ian Sucks with Don't Give In to the Bad Feelings. That's Ian Sucks, all one word. I think they actually have a drummer named Ian, so band name is a little bit of an in-joke. And that was the first track off of that album called Wario Land. So yeah, kind of a nod to all us Super Mario fans out there. I personally like Waluigi. I think he's a little bit more of kind of the represents the I guess more cutting devious side, I think, than Wario in terms of Mario villains. But I know when Waluigi came out, he had such a poor reception because everyone thought Nintendo was just being uncreative, like, oh, Waluigi, you're just kind of just riffing on like you have a bad Mario and now you have bad Luigi. So they thought it was lazy. I thought it was kind of cool, but enough rambling here. I'm doing a solo episode this time around, and kind of was feeling a little bit uninspired at the start of the week. What kind of tunes can I bring to all of you? But came through together, and I hope you really enjoy this hour-long set. A lot of kind of lo-fi goodness, couple new ones, one cover, and no Christmas tunes. And this next band, I actually have a bit of an acquaintance back in Winnipeg who always posts the vinyl that he's listening to on his Instagram story. And sometimes I just give it a check around because I know he's a man of good taste. And That's how I found about this next band here, The Whiffs. Some power pop goodness out of Kansas State, I believe. This is from their album from last year called Another Whiff. The song is called What Do You Want Me to Do? Here on the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Nightcap on CILU 102.7. And that last one there is She Fiona by the Gerbils off of their album Are You Sleepy, which came out in the late 90s on Elephant Six. Played a couple Elephant Six bands today. I was just kind of feeling that mood. And the Gerbils, actually a band that one of our fellow DJs over here at the station, Ari, originally got me into. Kind of recommended them to me as kind of a more lo-fi band, kind of like more lo-fi than Apples and Stereo, but kind of in a similar vein of sound, if that makes any sense. But thankful for his suggestion, because it's a good album, and really can't wait for the day that we're all able to hang out inside the station again. I miss that quite a bit. I mean, granted, I'm not actually living in Thunder Bay right now, because I'm, working out in northwestern Ontario and spending my winter break here in Winnipeg. But really miss hanging out at the station, and hoping that once we get this vaccine business on the road, I'll be able to stop by the station and talk about music with all the DJs. I always used to be in there on Friday afternoons, and the station was bumping. Always had people in there, either on the email lists, getting a new music emailed to us at the station, or opening mail, or listening to CDs that had been mailed into us by other bands, and the DJs that were doing the shows at the time would come in a little early and chat with us as we all hung out at the station on Fridays. Just me reminiscing a little bit there. We're going to. I didn't even announce the last two songs. Before the Gerbils, we had perennial Monday Nightcap favorites, Peach Kelly Pop with Red Leather from Peach Kelly Pop 2, and started that one out with The Whiffs with What Do You Want Me to Do from another Whiff. His next song here is new, and it's actually pretty interesting cover. Honestly, I didn't even think it was a cover when I first started listening, and I just saw one of the bands I'm a fan of, Brutal Poodle out of Vancouver. They had a newish song come out about a month ago called Damn It, and it took me about a minute to realize that they're actually covering the Blink-182 classic of the same name. So anyways, it's very interesting, kind of almost a shoegaze take on a Blink-182 song. And the kind of fun stuff that I hope you'll enjoy. It's Brutal Poodle with Damn It on CILU 102.7.
I'm CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk in Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-20 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
Hey, you tuned in to the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7. This is December the 21st, and that last one that you just heard there was Alien Crime Lord, which was the new one that The Voids put together. And The Voids, Julian Casablancas' other band, more well-known perhaps for The Strokes, but don't sleep on The Voids. They're also making some pretty good music. They've dropped maybe about a song or two per year since 2018 when they dropped the full album. And I think Julian has The Voids kind of as a different project than The Strokes, where he kind of gets to broaden his sonic parameters perhaps a little bit. That last song there, a lot of auto-tune on the vocals and digital manipulation of sounds, and I am going to be honest, I can't even pick out a single word that he's saying, but it's got an undeniable groove, and thought it was kind of maybe a little weird on the first listen, but subsequent listens have really got it to grow on me. And before that, we had Brutal Poodle with their cover of the Blink-182 classic, Damn It. And a fun take on that song. I like when bands are able to kind of make a cover without it being quite like the original, cover with a new spin on it. That's exactly what that one was. And yeah, that's it for new music. I'm sorry, I haven't really been paying too much attention to the new music here, gravitating back towards the classics during this holiday season. And yeah, it's Paul McCartney has a new album out. I didn't pick anything from it for the show, but it's I quite liked it. It's creative. He's 74 years old, if I'm not mistaken. He's still playing all of the instruments on his latest solo album, so gotta hand it to a guy that's still dexterous enough to play the drums at 74. I only hope I could be when I'm that age as well, but we'll see. Time will tell. I'll get back to you in 50 years if this radio program is still going on, or if radio programs are even still a thing in 50 years. But I digress. Let's get into some more music. Got The Clientele with their compilation album, from the compilation album Suburban Light from 2000. And really cutesy song coming up for you right now on the radio. We Could Walk Together on CILU 102.7.
We could walk together in the jade and the coolness of the evening light. And one crowd serenely flows through carnivals and shop windows where elm trees lie. Thank you.
you do every day is the same. Turn off the lights and shake your hips. Let's make like a couplet, like two pairs of lips.
Make with a pen, it's a pen on the double.
We're going down in smoke and flames. We're going down and there's no one to blame. Keep it cold in a cool, dry place. In a tucked away space. Save it with the face. Clean the egg. Don't make me beg. Save us. Save us.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Nightcap on CILU 102.7. And that last one there, Beulah with Emma Blowgun's Last Stand from their 1999 album When Your Heartstrings Break. And before that, we had Tough Love by the Unicorns from Who Will Cut Our Hair When We're Gone, which was a 2003 album, if I recall correctly. And for that, The Clientele with Suburban Light. Well, with We Could Walk Together from their album Suburban Light. And definitely a band that I want to check out more of, because I really, really love that one song. I just discovered it this weekend and want to check out their other stuff now. I'm super excited. New music discoveries. Playing a lot of older songs on this show. I just kind of gravitated towards more of the classics in the back half, and a lot of kind of Elephant Six affiliated bands. Beulah released their first album on Elephant Six, and I've kind of been associated with that record label ever since. And so why not play now some Apples in Stereo? Played them 2 weeks ago, but good album. I'll play something from that exact same album again. From 1995's Fun Trick Noisemaker, this is Love You Alice on CILU 102.7.
Oh, Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard the first stereo program from outer space.
back on the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7. And little George Harrison for you there with Wah Wah from his debut solo album, All Things Must Pass. And he actually wrote that song when he quit the Beatles initially back in, I think it was January 1969, after some really frustrating sessions where John Lennon was belittling his songwriting and Paul McCartney was pushing him a little bit to try and play the guitar his way. And George was like, I'm a guitarist. I'm gonna play the solo how I'd like. So anyways, just some frustrating sessions where he felt like he wasn't being heard out by the other members. He quit and he wrote that song that afternoon. And when the Beatles actually did break up about a year later for good, he recorded that for his debut solo album. And what a great tune. So fun. Definitely a little bit of a Paul McCartney diss song, but is what it is. And I love them both equally as songwriters. Before that, we had The Apples in Stereo with Love You Alice from 1995's Fun Trick Noisemaker. That's their debut album. And we're just about at the end of the show here. And so would like to thank you all for sticking it out with me through the last almost hour. And congratulations on making it through that first day of the week. And going to send you off with a little bit of a story. Hope you have a great holidays, and hope that it's low stress. I know that my holidays, not exactly stressful, but a little bit of a mouse infestation that I came back to at my apartment, and got the exterminator on the way, so I got to cut this spoken word out before he gets here. But I think I might have antagonized the mice a little bit when I first saw a dead one around here about 2 weeks ago. I was like, oh, it's only dead, what can you do, it's hopefully gonna be a one-time thing. Put some steel wool in the hole where I thought it was coming from, and then I played a bunch of Modest Mouse on my guitar. So I think the mice thought I was mocking them when they heard me play an hour's worth of Modest Mouse on guitar. And that's maybe what perpetuated them to come out of the woodwork. So for lack of hopefully bringing them back, we're going to finish off this show with a little bit of Modest Mouse. And from the compilation Building Nothing Out of Something, which is truly probably my second favorite Modest Mouse release. Just so many, it's basically a compilation of singles and B-sides that came out on 7 inches in the late 90s, back when Modest Mouse were relatively local to their kind of Pacific Northwest scene. And just like the raw emotion on a lot of these tracks, just, oh, it really gets me. There's absolutely no skippable songs on this album. And I'm going to go to track 11 here with Whenever You Breathe Out, I Breathe In, Positive Negative. It's the Nightcap on CILU 102.7. Go to